Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's game day as the Eagles visit the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football, week 6 of the NFL season in 2025, a short week for the Eagles. I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Well, Merrill, what is it going to take for the Eagles to beat the Giants?
Number one, run a balanced offense. Find a way to make the running game productive and then break things open with a prolific passing attack. Number two, keep Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart behind the line of scrimmage. He's a threat to run at any time, but he's only started 2 games. Confuse him. Number three, win the turnover battle. The Eagles have done a good job of protecting the football, but it's time to accumulate some takeaways.
How eager are you to see Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart, who seems like a pretty exciting player?
Well, I've watched him on tape, and I watched him during the preseason, and he's a pretty talented young player, but he is still inexperienced, and he runs too much. I've heard people say that he's putting himself in danger. He's not going to last throughout the season, but we'll see. But he is a gifted young quarterback.
You know, the Giants are 1-4, and the Eagles, of course, are 4-1, albeit not playing their best right now. NFC East games, Merrill, are always tough. Can Eagles fans take the Giants for granted?
You can't take any team in the National Football League for granted. You know the old saying, we've talked about it before, about on any given Sunday, but The fact of the matter is, this is a league where the bottom feeders can beat the top teams at any given moment.
And we have certainly seen that. How are you feeling about this game?
I feel good about it. It's a short week for both teams. The trip doesn't mean anything because it's just up the turnpike, and I think the Eagles will bounce back very strongly.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you and Mike on the call, and we'll talk about this one, Merrill, when it's done. Always appreciate the time. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.